Militant v Metro Mayor. I'm curious about the cause of the bloodletting between Liverpool Labour councillors and Metro Mayor candidate Steve Rotherham. They both embrace the insane strategy of carrying through Tory cuts as the best way of defending the city. Liverpool Echo, the 13th of April. Why then are Labour councillors refusing to distribute election literature for Labour's Metro Mayor candidate? It appears that Rotherham's reference to the damage wreaked on Liverpool by Thatcher has triggered unease among Labour councillors, on the grounds it will remind people of the campaign to defend the city spearheaded by the Socialist Council in the 1980s. Councillor Steve Munby is quoted as bleating that he can't think of anything more damaging than to put out a leaflet evoking the 80s which will remind people of militant. His anxiety is justified. The more the younger generation learns about the magnificent campaign of resistance to Thatcher, spearheaded by the 47 Liverpool Labour councillors, in which militant played a leading role, the more they will question the role of Labour councillors and MPs who meekly accept Tory cuts without any semblance of a fight back. This follows on from an incident in the local Garston and Halewood constituency Labour Party. A resolution supporting the RMT's campaign against driver-only operated trains was ruled out of order, on the grounds that it would embarrass Rotherham. This is another reason for supporting the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition's mayoral candidate Roger Bannister, the only anti-austerity, pro-RMT Metro Mayor candidate. Tony Mulhern, former militant supporting Liverpool 47 Labour councillor,